Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan, episode 37, Governed Rights and Human in the Loop. Alice, this sounds like it's about keeping humans in charge when AI is doing the work.
That's exactly it. The core principle is AI proposes, humans dispose. Your AI can draft a contract clause, suggest edits to a brief, classify a document, even flag a compliance risk. But it should never, on its own, file something with the court, send an email to a client, or modify a legal record. A human professional has to review it, approve it, and take responsibility for it.
Ugh, that sounds like common sense. But I'm guessing there's more to it than just telling people, always review the AI output.
There's a lot more. Because telling people isn't enough. The ABA issued formal opinion 512 in July 2024, the first comprehensive ethics guidance on generative AI in legal practice. It's very clear. AI tools lack the ability to understand the meaning of the text they generate and are not a substitute for the independent professional judgment a lawyer must exercise. The lawyer remains responsible. That's not a suggestion. It's an ethical obligation under multiple model rules. Competence, confidentiality, candor to the tribunal, supervision of subordinates, they all apply.
Right. And then there's the EU AI Act as well.
Article 14 of the EU AI Act requires that high-risk AI systems, and legal decision-making qualifies, be designed so that humans can effectively oversee them. Not theoretically. Effectively. That means the human must be able to understand the system's capabilities, correctly interpret its output, and this is the key part, decide not to use it or override it. If the system doesn't make it easy to say no, that's wrong, the oversight is meaningless.
I keep thinking about the Marta Vazavianca case, the lawyer who submitted the ChatGPT brief with the fake citations.
That's the textbook example. Stephen Schwartz used ChatGPT to draft a brief. It generated 6 case citations that didn't exist. When opposing counsel couldn't find them, Schwartz went back to ChatGPT and asked if the cases were real. And ChatGPT said yes. He submitted them to the court. The judge sanctioned him and his firm. The problem wasn't that he used AI. The problem was that he treated AI output as a finished product instead of a draft that needed verification.
Yeah. So, how do you build a system that prevents that?
You enforce it in the architecture, not just in policy. Everything the AI generates enters the system in a draft state. Draft means it cannot reach production. It can't be filed, it can't be sent, it can't be recorded as official, until a human reviewer explicitly approves it. The approval is a logged event with the reviewer's identity, a timestamp, and a specific version they reviewed.
So, it's like tracked changes in a Word document. The AI makes suggestions, the lawyer accepts or rejects them.
Exactly that model for contract review. AI-suggested red lines appear as tracked changes, and the attorney accepts, rejects, or modifies each one individually. For court filings, the AI produces a draft with citations flagged for verification, and the file button requires attorney authentication, plus a certification that the filing was reviewed. For client emails, the AI draft goes to an outbox that requires explicit send approval. No scheduled auto-send of AI-generated content. Every path from AI output to the real world passes through a human checkpoint.
Right. But here's what I'm wondering. What about the situations where the AI is really confident? Like, 99% confidence on a document classification. Do you still need full human review?
This is where people get into trouble. You can use confidence thresholds to route outputs. High confidence items go to a faster review track. Low confidence items go to more thorough review. But faster doesn't mean skip. Even at 99% confidence, a human has to see the output. Think about privilege review and document production. If your AI is 99% sure a document isn't privileged, and it auto-produces that document to opposing counsel without anyone checking, and it turns out the document was a privileged strategy memo. You cannot unproduce it. The damage is done. 1% of a 10,000 document review is 100 documents. You want 100 privileged documents slipping through?
Good point. So, what about the quality of the review itself? Because I've seen approval workflows where people just click approve without reading anything.
That's the automation bias problem. Humans tend to trust automated outputs, especially when the AI sounds confident. A Harvard study proposed that if a professional claims to have overseen AI output, but the audit trail shows they approved 200 items in 15 minutes without opening any of them, the oversight was illusory. It should bear the same liability as if no oversight occurred at all. So meaningful review requires four things. 1, the reviewer can see the AI's reasoning, not just the output. 2, the reviewer has domain expertise. A first-year associate reviewing the complex derivatives clause is not meaningful oversight. 3, the reviewer has adequate time. And 4, rejecting is as easy as approving. If it takes 3 clicks to approve and 10 clicks to reject, approval becomes the default.
Yeah, that fourth point is really practical. If you make the no button harder to reach than the yes button, you've biased the outcome.
Exactly. And the audit trail behind all of this matters enormously. Every governed right should produce a record that answers who generated the output, which model and version, who reviewed it, when they reviewed it, what specific version they saw, and what they decided, approve, reject, or modify. If the matter ends up in litigation or a regulatory investigation, that trail is how you prove that human oversight actually happened. Without it, you're just claiming you checked.
And that ties into the audit log episodes coming up later in the series.
It does. Episode 41 covers audit log design in detail, and episode 42 covers making those logs tamper evident with hash chains. But the key point for today is that governed rights aren't just about preventing bad AI output from reaching the world. They're about creating a defensible record that a qualified human exercised professional judgment at every decision point. That's what the regulators want. That's what the ethics rules require. And it's what protects your firm when something goes wrong. Because it will, eventually.
Next episode, LLM API key, isolation and inference gateways. How to protect the keys that connect your AI to the cloud.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I am.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistants. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.